time for our weekly book reviews with Catherine Rains. Hey, Catherine.
Good morning, Jack.
Two books for us. Tell us about When the Grass is Greener by Lauren Weisberger.
So this is a bit of a take on the Varsity Blues admission scandal that happened in the US, where rich parents paid a consultant to put in a good word for their kids so they got into elite university. And so this story is told from the viewpoints of three women. There's a newscaster and her sister and the newscaster's daughter whose admission to Princeton was brought. So it's focused around this whole Marcus family and the daughter's reaction and their relationship. So Peyton Marcus, who's the newscaster, is married to the love of her life, Isaac, and they have this young daughter who's 17, Mackenzie, and she's a film journal vlogger as well. And she's actually graduated from a very exclusive private school called Milford, and she's won this place at Princeton University. And Peyton works as a morning news anchor, and she appears to be a person who has it all. She's on that never-ending treadmill of fighting the signs of ageing and Botoxing to the hilt and more extreme treatments as kind of part of her life. And her life begins to unravel when, instead of reading the news, she becomes part of it when Isaac is arrested by the FBI as part of this college admission scandal and faces the prospect of prison for making a charitable donation that secured Max's place at Princeton. So in a bit of a damage limitation exercise, is Peyton suspended, and she goes and stays with her sister, Sky, and their architect husband. And it's just this really quite witty and fun, and this lives of these very privileged people. And it's surprisingly relatable. And so as the story kind of takes off from that point, it's just fascinating to see where it goes and who's done what. And and it is witty and it's very funny, but it's just a good Sunday afternoon read. It's nothing more than that, but it is fun.
But that college admission scandal is just such good fodder, right? It says so much about class and power and all sorts of money and all sorts of different things. I can imagine that it is excellent fodder for writers. You've also read The Perfect Family by Robin Harding.
So Thomas and Viv appear to have it all. They have a beautiful home, two healthy children, careers that they enjoy, and lots of secrets. And some of those secrets are big, some are small, and some are very dangerous. Thomas Adler works in real estate, and Viv, the wife, has her own home decorating company. And their son, Eli, has dropped out of university. He's not talking to any of his friends, and he spends way too much time locked up in his room. And he completely refuses to discuss why he will not go back to school. And their daughter, Taryn, who's a senior at high school, has become very sullen and angry. She's skipping classes, and she spends a lot of time at night on her computer. And then one day their house is egged, and then the harassment escalates to a smoke bomb and fire endangering their home, and they find a mutilated rat in their fridge and a wasp's nest in their garbage bin, and the police kind of dismiss this as pranks. And the security cameras in their property only sort of capture these grainy, shady images of people in the backyard, but the family dynamics start to shift because everybody's concealing very dark secrets from each other, and they all think that they could be a reason for these attacks, and everybody becomes quite withdrawn, and they brush off their own guilty feelings, and they begin to suspect and blame each other, and there's just so many twists and revelations, and as a reader, you know what the secrets are, and you're just waiting to see what's revealed. And lots of suspense, and the conclusion is surprisingly satisfying and quite shocking. It was, and she's a very good writer, and it's just that domestic thriller, and she captures that family dynamics very well.
Oh, cool.